20 years ago, March 15, 1991, the British Columbia Growth and Opportunities Fund, also known as GoBC, has awarded the District of Hudson's Hope with a grant for $228,575. The grant will be used to help construct an expanded museum in Hudson's Hope. Provincial Secretary Howard Dirks said that the municipality is working with the Hudson's Hope Historical Society to add on to the present museum and also to build an underground coal tipple. North Peace MLA Anthony Brummett said, "The coal mine will have video and audio effects that will depict the exact replica of the coal tipple that existed in Hudson's Hope years ago." 39 years ago, March 15, 1984, first baby born in Tumbler Ridge. Tumbler Ridge has its first happy event on Wednesday morning, when a baby boy was born to Brenda and Jack Duhame. The youngster weighed in at 8 pounds and 12 ounces and is apparently quite healthy. All the same, his timing was a bit off. He was 3 weeks late and decided to make his appearance while his mother was at home, with only his 18-month-old sister for company. His father, sensing that the birth was imminent, had gone for help. Mrs. Duhame had been intending to go to Dawson Creek to have the baby but ended up having it at home, on her own. Mayor Pat Walsh expressed delight at the news, noting that it wasn't often a person has the chance to be the firstborn in a community. 45 years ago, March 15, 1968, David Trotter, aged 17 of Taylor, has once again brought home the top prize of the Peace River Science Fair. This year the fair was held in Grande Prairie. David won out of 125 other competitors with his process of analyzing the six basic gases in air pollution. As a result, he will be attending the National Science Fair to be held at UBC. In 1966, David won the same prize for a different entry and went to Windsor, Ont., where he received honorable mention in the National Fair. Other North Peace students bringing home prizes from Grande Prairie this year were Glynis Adlard, Joyce Lopke, and Kevin King.